Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chayesara. Once again, with something of a heavy heart, given the circumstances in Eretz Yisrael, we daven that Kodesh Baruch should protect our young men in Eretz Yisrael in harm's way. It's a tremendous, tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya. I'd like to share with you some thoughts on the parasha, maybe some thoughts on the time as well. One thought on the parasha, please. We are so used to laning, the beginning of the parasha, that we don't even realize how unusual it is. Imagine you want to buy some real estate. Even like Avraham Avinu, somebody wants to buy land to use as kfarim. So what do you do when you want to buy real estate? You find the real estate you want, and you go to the person, and they sell it to you. That's a normal way to do things. What does Avraham Avinu do? He makes an assemblage of all the people in the town. What are you talking about? You want to buy a piece of land? Go to the piece of land. Why are you saying, Pigul li b'Efraim etzecha? Go bring me the seller. Bring me the seller. You go to the seller and you buy it. You have to have an asifa of everyone in town. Very strange. I saw B'Shem Reb Chaim Knievsky. A two-word answer. He says, Bar Metzra. What does Bar Metzra mean? The halacha is that if you buy a property and the person on the neighboring property wants it, that he has kedima, he has the first right. Now, this is not even a din in the seller, it's a din in the buyer. You're not supposed to buy a piece of land if the Bar Metzra, the person, the adjoining land, wants to purchase it. Is that Chaim Knievsky? Avraham Avinu was afraid that he's going to buy it. And then the Bar Metzra will come and he'll say, no, I have rights to it. He already buried Sarah there. Not only that, maybe at some point the unique value of the land will be known about Odom Achava, and suddenly the Bar Metzra will show up and have a right to it. But therefore he said, no, I want the whole town here. Whoever is a Bar Metzra will be here at the time. Whoever is a neighbor, and anyone wanted to side, they'll be here. Maybe there were a number of Bar Metzras. Certainly it could be in four directions, but even on one side, there could be a number of pieces of property adjoining. They should all be here at the time of the sale. And they'll all be here, and they say nothing. So that shows that they're okay with the sale. So Chaim, that's why Avraham Avinu wanted to do it with all the B'nai Ho'iyah there. Halacha d'kakuk, a way of looking at it in the right way. It also explains that Avraham Avinu paid top dollar for it. Because a Bar Metzra can only have a complaint if he's willing to pay the same price. Avraham Avinu paid top dollar, he avoided the Bar Metzra issue. Gewaldig. Let me turn to a thought for our times, but something that begins elsewhere. There's a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that says, Ein Torah Teres Eretz Yisrael. Torah is Torah everywhere. But Ein Torah Teres Eretz Yisrael, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is superior. The Rambam, the halachas of Kiddush HaChaydish, in Perek Aleph of the laws of being the Kaddish to Chaydish, really the Talach of Vav, says, Ein Mechashvin U'mekadshin HaChaydish Elo Eretz Yisrael. As you know, or you should know, Kiddush HaChodesh has to be only in Eretz Yisrael. It's not supposed to be in any other place. I'm sorry, Halacha Ches, I'm looking at it. Ein mechashim ekodin chadoshin umarvin shonim ele b'Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer ki mitziyan teitzisera dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Okay, you understand? Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the psak of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael is what decides when the new month or the new year should be. Gevaldik. But there's a diuk here. The Miches Chinuch makes the following diuk. He says, Ein Kodem Chadashim, I understand. What does it mean, Ein Mechashvim, the Kodem Chadashim? Mechashvim is to do the math, to make the calculations. For the new month, Mechashvim is Loshen Cheshbainos. Making Cheshbainos that you do wherever you do. It's a chetimsa to know when to make Kaddish to Chaydish. If you have chachamim in astronomy elsewhere, let them do it there. Kimitzir teisidar shalayim means that the psak has to come out, but ain mechashvim. The answer is ain Torah k'teres Eretz Yisrael. No, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is superior, and therefore even the mechashvim, even the cheshbonos, even the calculations that are needed in order to get to the kiddush hachodesh, that is supposed to be dafka. Absolutely dafka in Arzenu HaKadosh, because the Torah there is the superior Torah. Im Kain, I have a kasha. So Torah 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 Eretz Yisrael. Kim Tzein Tzei Torah V'Arashem Yerushalayim. But I have a problem. The question is, we paskin like Torah like Shas Bavli. We don't paskin like Shas Yerushalayim. So why is that? If we say that ain Torah k'teres Eretz Yisrael, if we say ain mechashvin ella, it means we have a havana, we have understanding that teres Eretz Yisrael is superior. So why is it that we paskin like Shas Bavli and we don't paskin like the Shas Yerushalmi halei davaru? Isn't it something that needs an explanation? The answer is that it's true. Ain Torah k'teres Eretz Yisrael. But Chazal say the following incredible idea. Chazal say, Mi chamaycha be'ilim Hashem, midashim mi chamaycha be'ilim Hashem. Who is like you, be'ilim? Those who are silent. What does he mean, who are silent? Klal Yisrael is in galus, and Klal Yisrael is oppressed. And with all this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to go on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that it should continue. It should go on, even in Golis, even in difficult times. We don't understand. Where are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ilmim, why are you so silent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. Im calls that. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, Kaviyachu. The Klal Yisrael should be in Golos, should be in challenging times, in challenging places. But 1 minute. What do Chazal say? Mi kamaycha b'ilm Hashem. Chazal say that tamin hachamim yoyseh hamidu lehem b'churbanam mei b'binyanam. That it's not just that, look, sometimes you got to suffer with challenges, you got to suffer with difficulties. No, it's more than that. What it is that Klal Yisrael was more matzliach in Torah, be'ilim, in times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, in times of challenge, in times of difficulty. Is Ibn Ezra, in Kisisa, the first Ibn Ezra in Perek Lamed Daled, he brings the name of a Gaon, that the Luchais Shniyais, the second Luchais, were greater than the first Luchais. And he says it can't be. First Luchais were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's writing, Kaviyachol, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, and the second was Moshe Rabbeinu. How could the second Luchas be greater? But the Gedolei Yisrael explained, Beis Halevi, the Netziv, Nirei and Art, that no, the Luchas Shnias were greater. There's a concept that when things come with a challenge, when things come with a difficulty, when things don't come easily, they're more chashuv. And it's that way with Torah. About Shas Bavli, we say, B'machashakim Hashivani Hashem, Zu Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli is the learning, the machshakim, through chayshach. What does chayshach mean? It means you have to be amul b'Torah, you have to work hard in order to understand. It means it comes through challenges. When Torah comes through challenges, it's greater. The Torah of the Golas, Yaseh hamidu lehem b'churbanam, Yaseh b'binyanam. Kaisra had more achievements in Torah, in the Churban, in Bavel, maybe binyanim that they had in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, in Limud HaTorah, Amelus B'Torah, and Godless B'Torah, there's something else. There's the idea of it coming with sacrifice, with hard work, with tircha, with a time of challenge. That's especially unique. See, even though the halacha is that the covenant Eretz Yisrael, in Torah is Eretz Yisrael, you want to know how to be Mekadosh L'Chaydesh, do it in Eretz Yisrael. It's true. We do it in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. And certainly, Shalei B'Shas HaGolos, when things are peaceful, it's Eretz Yisrael is greater. Im Kol Zeh. when there's a time of challenge, you should know that learning in time of challenge has its own achievements, its own madrega, its own purpose. In Eretz Yisrael today, it's a time of challenge. B'nai Torah in Eretz Yisrael have a unique time, a unique ability, a unique possibility to be able to achieve in the gedder of Bikamecha Be'olim Hashem. Because Baruch Hu is silent, we don't understand, we're in pain, we're challenged. Im Kol Zeh, even though we're challenged, we push ahead, that's the godless of Torah. This is my thought for today. Let me share with you, Chayesara was always a time that Rav Palm spoke about Shalom Bayis, about Shiduchim. Let me share a Shalom Bayis thought, a very quick one. The Sugya in Mesechtes Gittin, Memhei Amid Beis, Mevav Amin Aleph. It talks about a man who divorces his wife because there are rumors, not nice rumors about her. And he gives her a get. And later, after he divorced her, the rumors proved to be not true. Badoyim Heim, the Gemara says, Amin Vav. And he says, if I would have known, I would have never divorced her. So the Tap Taisvis, Amevah Ma'alef, an explanation of the Gemara says, and this is the sheet of most Rishayim, that it's not a Taina. It's not a Taina. That, why isn't it a Taina? Why isn't it a Taina? Rashi, it's two words. Rashi says, if a man's wife is chaviv to him the way it should be, he would not listen to rumors and accept them as true. He would be melamed zchus on her. In the Binas Adam, the Chochmas Adam's Arichos in the back, in the section Beis HaNashim, Lamed Beis, he has a fascinating shayla. Fascinating. Thursday night Mishma, you have nothing to do. Read through it. Fascinating shayla. But, let's not get to us. He says, based on this Rashi, that any time anybody gives a get to a woman based on something, some assumption, and that assumption is a contradiction to chavivas to a wife. We assume that the get is coming deep down because he's not truly loyal to her. What's important to us is the mussar, the understanding. We live in a time of short tempers. People are very stressed. The whole society is just to try to drive anywhere. It's absolutely difficult. It's stressful. You have to remind yourself, loving someone doesn't mean that when you make each other feel good, you smile at each other. No. Loving someone means that when there's a time of challenge, a time of difficulty, you're there for that person. You're there for the other person. You're melamed zchus. You look at the person in a positive way. And that's the message of this Chochmas Adam, this Rashi. If you be chaviva, you wouldn't listen to him as a better person. And so, a thought, Halacha thought from Chaya Kanievsky, a thought about Eretz Yisrael, appropriate for our time, and a thought on Shalom Bayis. What a beautiful way to use 15 minutes on a Thursday before Shabbos. Let's hope that we'll be smart enough to pull 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, and make ourselves be Bali Madrega. Kol Tov.